of Dublin. It suited my face and my tears. The talk, the drink, and the friends were good, and stood for my hopes and my fears. I lived in a flat in Ballsbridge, and at 2 in the morning I'd hear the sound as the horses came back from their work, and the horses